one of the experiences we had early on with a few subjects, we were very interested in this question. So we'd have a subject in the scanner, we'd be running a pilot subject, and we'd be watching them try to control their OC symptom circuitry. And in one run, they do really badly. And then the next run, they do really well. And we'd get on the speaker and talk to them and say, so that looked much better. What were you doing there? And they'd say, well, I was trying to do the same thing as before, but it just started to work. So a lot of times, our impression was that people couldn't really verbalize what worked and what didn't work. So this is very consistent with some of the basic science research coming out in neurofeedback. There are basic science researchers who don't give people any idea what they're training. They just give them feedback, and they show that they can get very large effects, effects on brain function and effects on behavior, just from the feedback learning. I mean, the designs where they're given no conscious information about what they're being trained on can show the power of the subconscious feedback learning. But it is very hard in these clinical studies, where it's very hard in a clinical study for somebody to have no idea what they're being trained for, because they know they were recruited because they're a patient. They know this is related to their symptoms. Even if you told them nothing, they're probably going to suspect that it's something to do with their symptoms. Although there are some groups using completely blind neurofeedback to train patient populations. It's super interesting work.